This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fuel. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
Outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
On today's episode, we're chatting more about our Star Wars celebration schedules, plans, and, you know, discussing where you can find us and what we're up to. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. Before we go too much further, we have got a show on the show with us today. Show on the show, that was not intentional.
Hi, and it totally was.
And band leader Bria.
Hey, everyone.
Yes, all four of us are going to be at Celebration.
This is totally news
which
to me.
Is
what?
Great, which is great because now we can get some coverage from other panels since there will be more than one Toshi Station person covering things.
Yes.
That'll be new.
It will.
And before we go too much further, a note from our sponsors. Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners to this podcast can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Hero Universe. Flaunt your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Transformers, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast.
Do we want to talk about any of the non-Star Wars Her Universe stuff that they've put out this week?
Sure. Well, they've got some Marvel tanks that are new, but the big release is coming up next month. They're going to have a whole new bunch of products for the Age of Ultron release, and these are the products that were designed by the San Diego Comic-Con fashion show winners. And Amy Beth Christensen and Andrew McLean helped design these products, and there's a YouTube video the Hot Topic put up showing them designing the different pieces, and they're all really, really cool looking, and I'm gonna have to buy at least one of those, and I'm not even that big of a huge Marvel fan, but these are really awesome. Black Widow dresses, Black Widow jacket, a really cool Stark Industries retro-style bomber jacket. Super cute dresses. They're really cool.
And we'll talk more about the Star Wars releases coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move into what's new on the blog. Nancy, what do we got?
Well, I finally wrote about our visit to the Star Wars costume exhibit.
That only took us 2 months.
Yeah. I keep meaning to do it, and I finally went ahead and did it. I believe we talked about it after our trip, but it was really cool. If you're in the area, definitely go. I know Sho went, and
it was really good.
Yeah, I'm wondering like where they're gonna move it to. Because it's only there through October, and they haven't said.
I gotta think that winds up at DC at some point.
It better come to DC, or I'm going to cut something.
See, Smithsonian. No, I think it's kind of a no-brainer for Smithsonian, but we'll see.
The Smithsonian exhibit.
Yeah, right?
Just give me my costumes.
Yeah.
I'm good. Sorry.
Well, we took lots of pretty pictures for you in the meantime.
Not the same, but thank you.
I know. Bria reviewed Darth Vader number 4, which was not done in all animated GIFs, but was still a good review anyway.
I'll try harder next time.
Yeah. Step up your game, Bria.
Sorry.
Show gave us some more recs of all ages comics with queer representation. Cool that there's more of them now that we can do another post.
And I've already got some ideas for another one.
Sweet. And finally, I did a go no go for the new Servants of the Empire book, which is Rebel in the Ranks by Jason Fry. And spoilers, you should go read it. And I've already threatened him that he's not allowed to kill a certain character.
And moving on.
Yeah.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get to it.
Fixer's
Yay,
Flash.
Soundboard's
back. We've got the soundboard and Skype because I finally went and bought a cable to do the thing to make the thing.
I don't know why it took you so long because you're always buying cables.
I know.
Wait, is that what was happening? Because I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, at least our listeners who are catching it on
you'll hear it on the show if you listen to
it. I do promise that was actually recorded.
Yeah,
there is something there in the soundboard. Nancy, what have you been up to?
Well, I finished Rebel in the Ranks finally, and been prepping for Celebration, which means I haven't been doing a lot of else stuff. Decided that I've had enough time pass between finishing the first draft of my last book that I'm going to start revising it. Because I decided that because I was able to take the first six chapters and summarily delete them without crying, I'm ready to go back and revise it. So, in a few months, I might be sending it back to you to review.
Excellent.
And as for me, I've been mostly busy with sports balls and not very many geeky things. Baseball season's back in swing.
Yay!
Sounders soccer. Mostly sports. I'm staying up late tonight to watch the Mariners take on the Oakland Athletics.
Yay!
Young phenom pitcher Taiwan Walker on the mound.
God. So, as we're driving home, Brian is talking about how he wants to stay up late to try to, you know, prep himself for Celebration. And I said, and he's like, I'm watching baseball tonight. I said, oh, I'll stay up and watch it with you. And he said, yeah, but that'll put you to sleep. But I'm, that was funny.
I know. Yeah, I like baseball. You don't have to like it, but I like it.
Bria also likes baseball.
I have strong feelings about the Red Sox.
Strong feelings about the Red Sox, huh?
Very strong feelings about how they should not suck this year.
Well, good news. A lot of analysts are projecting the Red Sox to finish first or second and either claim the AL East or one of the wild card spots.
Yeah, it's April 10th. That means nothing to me.
All I understood was womp, 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 womp. Oh, we did something else, Brian. I just remembered. We bought our ticket to Disneyland.
We did buy our ticket to Disneyland. And if you're going to Celebration and you also want to go to Disneyland, there is a link on the Celebration site where you can get your Disneyland tickets at a discounted price.
Yes.
So do take advantage of that.
It's not a huge discount, but
it's a
discount.
It's enough for a meal at Disney.
It was a $15 a person a discount, which gets you a meal at Disneyland.
Quick so service good. Meal.
Quick service meal. Yes. Let's be clear here.
Yeah. Quick service.
Quick service. So Bria, what have you been up to?
Let's see. It's almost a convention, so I've been working on costumes.
What?
And my costumes, I know, crazy. So I think I'm actually going to have Revan ready this time.
Yay!
We're going to be bringing lots of hot glue and safety pins in case things go wrong. But I think we should be okay. I hope. I have to still finish attaching the cape to the armor. And her armor is very stupid. Like, it makes no sense. But
it sure looks cool, though.
That's most of the case with a lot of armor, I think.
I am looking forward to finding you guys on Thursday and showing you exactly how nonsensical this is.
Well, I hope you find us on Thursday, because that's the big dealio.
Let me rephrase. Find you on Thursday before I pass out.
Yes.
So finding us on Thursday so we can make you eat food so you don't pass out?
Eating's overrated.
We'll
anyways,
feed you other food while we're waiting in line.
Thursday's not the problem. See, aside from that, I read Lords of the Sith. I'll probably be reviewing it at some point. I enjoyed it. And I had my opinions about several characters and plot lines reversed, which was in a positive way. Can I say I've been binge watching Mad Men? Because I mistimed my rewatch of that, unfortunately. And then aside from that, I've just been working on my new pet project because I'm not busy enough. House or get a shop.
Woohoo!
So. Where you too can get your own fanboy tears mug.
Yes. They've been quite popular, and I may have one with me to give away at Celebration if you come find me.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, if you are in a room with me, cough, cough to someone in the chat, you are not eligible for the mug. I'm sorry.
If you're part of the Tashi Station staff or are rooming with Bria, you are ineligible.
Yes. I will also, Nicole and I will also have some stickers with the different houses and their slogans, and I think we also have some of our Rebels ones too with us that we may be giving away if you come find us. And I haven't quite worked out the details of that yet.
Okay.
But there will be details.
Are we still eligible for that?
I haven't decided that yet.
Eligibility to be determined at a later date.
Except not Brian doesn't get to be eligible. Sorry.
Oh.
I don't know why I just came up with that just now. I'm sorry.
Arbitrarily ineligible. Great.
Your name's too similar to mine, damn it.
And show. What have you been up to?
Well, about a month ago, I was in Orlando.
You were?
What?
You should have told us.
Yeah, I know. I was, you know.
Listeners, the joke is she stayed with us.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so I went to Disney World and Universal Studios, where I spent most of my time wandering around the Wizarding World of Harry Potter
did
with a blissful you, look on my face.
Did you cry when you walked into Wizarding World for the first time?
I didn't. I was too busy staring at everything I could.
Yeah, that's crying or staring are the two most common responses.
I prefer the overjoyed smile and jumping around in glee myself.
Yeah. So, like, there was just so much to do. And since we came all the way from the exact opposite side of the continent, it was like, let us try to do everything we possibly can while we are in Orlando at these two theme parks. And so lots of walking occurred. My feet were very sore.
I can attest to the fact that they did a lot. I was very impressed with your stamina. And Bria actually said, why did you not have show on the podcast? I can't believe that. And I was like, because she wasn't ever here. She was always
at
Disney
World. We were at Magic
Kingdom.
I mean, podcast, Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kept being like, okay, we're going to try to be back by, like, this reasonable time. And then it was just like, well, this particular section of Disney World is closing. Let's head to another section that stays open later.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Accurate indeed.
Yeah, so it was very fun and very exhausting. And then a little bit more recently, I got back to watching some of the Clone Wars. So I'm now in season 5.
Yay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wait.
See, season people keep five. Saying that. People
oh,
keep
no.
saying that, and I'm really worried.
Well, season 5 does have one of my most favorite moments of the entire series.
But then it has spoiler.
Yeah.
And, you know, spoiler was definitely... spoiler.
Spoilery.
Oh no.
And spoiler, 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 spoiler.
Boy, those are some loud 4-letter spoilers, Bria.
But then Rebels.
Yay!
So I don't know what's going on.
Have fun with that show.
Yeah. Also, apparently the Blu-rays of the Clone Wars put the episodes of season 5 in the original planned order instead of the broadcast order, which is different, apparently.
Yes.
So I was like watching it with my mom, who had never seen it before, and I just quickly glanced to see brief summaries of the episodes so I could tell her what she needed to know first. So I told her all about Darth, what was going on with Darth Maul. And then we started the episode and he had nothing to do with it. And I was just like, well, at least now you know.
Awkward.
Oh, Spider Maul.
Spider Maul, Spider Maul.
Does whatever.
For a spider, Spider Maul does.
Yeah. And other than that, I've been working on my thesis, which I'll probably be working on nonstop until I actually leave for Celebration.
You're going to earn this trip out to Celebration.
Hopefully.
Aw.
I think we're all earning our vacations that are coming up.
Preach it.
And moving on. Deke Sturt, news from around fandom, and we're starting with the Star Wars saga going digital.
Ooh, so if you don't have enough copies of Star Wars, now you can get one electronically as well.
You've only Yay. Bought the original trilogy 300 times. Why not make it 301?
There's no such thing as too many copies.
Let's see. In my life, I have had my first VHS copy, the THX remastered VHS copy, the special edition box set VHS copy. Then I had the DVD release of all of the... I had the VHS of Phantom Menace and then all the DVDs of the prequels. Then I had the DVD OT release in 2004. Then I bought the Blu-rays.
So what's one more?
I know, right?
You could get them in another language, like I have the original trilogy.
Ooh.
I could get them in French. Like Guerre des Étoiles.
Don't they already have French on the...
Probably.
Because I feel like my DVDs of the original trilogy, they already had Spanish and French language options.
Huh. I'll have to try that one day.
I could use them to practice Japanese.
Ooh.
Why do you think I got them in Italian? It's studying.
But they also, there is something new in them. The new Lucasfilm fanfare is present on the latter 5 films, excluding A New Hope, because 20th Century Fox owns those rights in perpetuity. But if you want to hear what will probably be in front of The Force Awakens, you can go look it up on YouTube and see the new fanfare, which is basically stuff from the end title condensed.
Wait, no, wait. I've got a better idea.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Brian. I would like to hear your rendition of the new fanfare. I haven't heard it yet.
My rendition of
I haven't
the
either.
New fanfare.
I haven't heard it yet.
As in, you want me to sing the fanfare?
Yeah.
Do it.
I need to listen to it again before I can do that.
Here, I'll play it.
Okay, what are we doing? What has happened here?
She's just trolling you.
No, that was a real request.
Well...
I'm also trolling, but it doesn't mean it's not a real request.
I'm seconding this real trolling request.
See, I keep wanting to keep
but
going
you keep
on.
Wanting to yeah. keep going. You keep wanting to go. You want to sing the actual song, not that version.
See, I mean, you can be upset it's that, but, you know, at least it's not this thing that I'm pulling up from YouTube right now.
That one?
No. Kind of that one. Disney VHS.
Oh, God.
Intro.
Oh, no.
Brian, my idea was better.
I want this to precede Star Wars. Why can't I have this?
What?
The Disney VHS intro from 1990 through 1994.
Sarah in the chat wants to know if you're pulling up the recorder version.
Oh, I've got a Portuguese thing here.
Yeah, it's really weird because I just want to keep I want to keep singing the actual cue. Because I've heard it a billion times in my life.
You know, we may not have the Fox fanfare anymore, but I like this. Yeah. It works.
We have Brian's fanfare.
We have my fanfare.
I'm still always going to have the 20th Century Fox fanfare in front of the Star Wars soundtracks on my phone.
Fair enough.
Because... have to.
So we can say that the 20th Century fanfare is Legends?
Yes. Legendary.
Can we put a Legends banner under it?
Yeah, we should give it its own banner.
Although this might be just a placeholder. I'm reading speculation that they might have John Williams record something brand new.
I would be down for that.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, he recorded new music for the freaking teaser trailer.
You can give us 15 seconds of something else.
Yeah.
Maybe he already did. We just don't know.
It's very, like, something very bombastic, like his Olympic theme.
That's his?
The main Olympic theme that they always play on NBC. Not the Bugler's Dream, but the, like, the... He also recorded the theme to NBC Nightly News.
Does that man sleep?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
Moving on. The Hugo Award nominees were announced.
There's a huge shitstorm over it.
Yep.
As Chuck Wendig put it, the Hugos Gamergate edition.
Yeah.
Oy.
Basically, a bunch of people got together and decided that they weren't happy with the nominees, so they...
Gamed the system and put in a lot of conservative racist a-holes.
See, and... Yeah, that's...
Well, the problem is that some of the books are actually good, and some of the people who they've backed behind are kind of like, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, and also some of the things that were on the Sad Puppy slate, which Sad Puppies is the name of the self-given name of the group that decided to do this slate, is a lot of the things look like they'd probably have been nominated anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, they nominate, like, Guardians of the Galaxy and the Lego Movie were on their slate.
That's
kind of not quite the same as some of the other people that they put on their slate and totally took over the categories with.
Yeah, but these are just the nominees. I don't think you have anyone's going to need to be concerned about people like Vox Day winning because... The Hugos don't take kindly to
being remember last year. Let's just remember last year when he was nominated for something and yeah. The No Award finished ahead of him.
And also, anyone can vote in the Hugos if you buy a membership in, what is it?
$40 membership.
WorldCon.
Yeah.
WorldCon.
And it's $40, so.
Yep, and... Yeah, but there are some of the categories. I think someone did a list of the Hugo nominees, excluding the things that were on the Sad Puppies list. And some of the categories are just Sad Puppies. So it's kind of like, well, look up the authors if you have to, if you're planning on voting. And, you know, if you can, in good conscience, vote for someone and you think that their work is deserving of an award, then, you know.
Yeah.
Like, some people are saying the Hugos are ruined forever. And it's like, that seems a little bit like maybe a little bit of an overreaction. But yeah, it's a huge bummer, though, because they definitely bumped some things off the list with this.
All I know is if George R. R. Martin's pissed at you, you've made an enemy you don't want to make.
Ooh, yeah, George R. R. Martin made a really good post about it where he was just like, okay, so apparently they were unhappy with the nominees, or were they unhappy with who won? And then he went down and looked and was just like, here's why nothing about this actually makes logical sense.
Yeah.
Hence why Wendig called it the Hugo's Gamergate edition.
Funny how the people who started the Sad Puppies list, like the leaders of the Sad Puppies, have all been nominated for Hugos before in recent years. Weird. It's almost like they aren't actually.
It's almost like it's not actually about ethics in science fiction literary awards.
And it's certainly not about puppies.
No, and that's the truly disappointing thing.
I know. I mean, I would totally vote for puppies for the Hugo Awards.
Yep.
Right? I'm starting a new campaign. Right. Happy puppies.
Yeah. Mara and Jade can be the spokes dogs.
So one of the books up for the Best Novel Award is an original work by Kevin J. Anderson. And that was apparently on the Sad Puppy slate, too. So it's kind of like weird, mixed feelings about a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of really good nominees, especially in, like, the graphic stories category. So, yeah. So. I'm still excited about the good nominees.
Yeah, there's still some good stuff there to be excited about, but
Ancillary Sword was nominated. That's exciting.
Yay!
But you know, if you're following these old dinosaurs and doing their bidding, well, science fiction's just gonna keep on moving on without you. So f off.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on to something happier, the Star Wars Weekend's guests were announced. And among the highlights, Ian McDiarmid.
Yes.
And Frank Oz.
Yes.
I have yet to see Frank Oz anywhere, so I am super excited for this.
One moment, please.
Hey! Be quiet.
Mara, Jade, stop trying to eat each other's faces.
Is that what that was?
Yes,
it was.
They're playing. I'm using air quotes. You guys are so quiet. What the heck? See?
Go back to being cute and sleeping
on the
couch. The
good part
again.
Is that they wear each other out and then go to sleep. But, yep. So, Star Wars Weekend's guest list was announced. There's other, you know, staple guests like Jeremy Bullock and Peter Mayhew. All of the cast of Rebels, except for Freddie Prinze Jr. again. Boo. I'm excited because last year I didn't get to see TS or Carr, so I'm glad she's coming back.
That's right.
Yeah, I had something going on that weekend.
What were we busy with? We were busy with something. Nancy.
I think we were getting married.
Oh, that's right.
You were there though, Brian.
Yeah. I was there. Nancy,
we just barely got into the show.
Yes, I don't know how we did that, but we did. Yay.
Yep.
We looked cute. I don't know.
But yeah, so if you are on the fence of coming to Star Wars Weekends and you want to see Frank Oz or Ian McDiarmid, go do that. I was actually really happy about Ian McDiarmid because that means I don't have to see his panel at Celebration and it freed up time for me to do the bounty hunt, which I'm glad about because I've never done it.
So, hey, if anyone feels compelled to buy me a plane ticket to Star Wars Weekends, I won't say no.
You would do Disney all over again. I apologize for the loud noises in the background, people. It's our dogs. This is it just adds to the flavor of the show. This is why you listen. We
it's
going to
be so boring at Celebration without having
it. I know.
People are going to just get up and leave.
I know. They would totally come if we had the dogs.
Right? let's see. And Ashley Eckstein will also be one of the guests on the Clone Wars. Not Clone Wars. Rebels Slate.
Yes, because spoilers. She's on Rebels.
I think that one has sailed. We can talk about
so far
that.
Past that time.
I'm just kidding. And rounding out Geekster, I will let Bria take this one.
Princess Leia number one was the best-selling comic in March. Suck it, fanboys.
And Princess Leia number two was the fifth best.
Suck it again.
And Spider-Gwen was at number four.
Wasn't Darth Vader up there, too?
On number eight, yeah.
And Star Wars number three, I believe, was number two.
Yes, I believe you're right.
So I just want to point, I just want to say something as the comics person here. If you're listening to the podcast, keep buying Princess Leia.
Yes.
Because dropping from the number one selling issue to the number five selling issue is still pretty solid numbers. So if you maintain these numbers, it goes well.
Also,
these numbers don't even count digital sales. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter how you buy it.
Just
buy the book.
Buy it. Yeah, put it on your pre-order list on Comixology. Go put it on your pull list at your local comic shop.
And your local comic shop will love you for that because it makes their ordering life so much easier.
But yes, if you like Leia, please, please, please pre-order it. Please.
And didn't you
if
say
if you like Star Wars,
please pre-order.
Yes.
And didn't that it didn't include digital?
Yeah.
CBR's numbers only. I don't know why, but when those numbers come out, they never include digital.
That's weird.
I don't know if it's also partially because if they haven't figured out a way to only count sales and not count the digital codes. Because
That might be a thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
There's probably a way to do it, but it probably requires some weird SQL database kung fu to make that happen.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, any comic that's priced $3.99 or above that Marvel does includes a free code to get a digital copy of the book, which is great. It's handy for continuity or if you want to hook some friends on it. Yes, or if, you know, your friend can't get to the store today and you want to help them out, you know, it's pretty good. But again, those numbers don't include digital, but it doesn't matter how you buy it because Marvel does see all of their own numbers.
And boy, Jordan White seemed pretty dang happy today.
Yes, he did.
And I don't blame him. Congrats to Wade Dotson and the rest of the team there.
Even I'm reading it, people.
Even Nancy's reading Leia. Even Nancy.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's so good, you guys.
Almost as good as Kanan. Kanan is almost as good as Leia.
Yeah. I mean, Leia's great. The writing in Leia is great. The art is just fantastic.
The Dodsons are awesome.
Oh, so good. It's so good. Go pre-order it, people. Go pre-order it. So congratulations. Princess Leia number one is the top-selling comic, and number two was the number five-selling comic in March. That's pretty dang awesome.
Yay.
Hooray. And yes, three of the top five comics in March were led by female characters. What? Moving on.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you? Not a thing, sir. What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
It's Biggs bullshite. I've missed that one.
Me too.
That's so awkward for me and show.
Yes, because, because for some reason the soundboard isn't getting fed back into Skype, so they can't hear us using the soundboard.
It's just awkward silence.
Just awkward silence. Do we say anything? Do we say anything? What do we do? Where are we starting? Oscar Isaac getting some advice from Harrison Ford on the set of The Force Awakens.
This isn't really a rumor, but I liked the video, so I posted the link to it.
Yeah, essentially it's Oscar Isaac asking Harrison Ford, the pilot, some tips for flying, and Harrison Ford's response is pretty much,
it's fake, it's not real.
It's not real, it's in space.
Oh, poor Oscar Isaac. I love that Oscar Isaac. Also, he dressed up as a gonk droid for the prequel premieres. A+. I hope he I hope he's one of the special guests at the panel, and because he's funny.
He is like the anti Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yes. Also, there's been some speculation on Twitter, which is when we will see the Force Awakens novelization. Florian from Jedi Bibliothèque does a lot of digging. Somehow he has Google Ninja catalog kung fu skills to find all this info out. And apparently discussing that he thinks the placeholders for the novelization and comic adaptations won't be out until 2016, to which I say, yay!
Because, please, dear Lord, let this rumor be true.
Like we say every time this is brought up, there is no way Disney and Lucasfilm goes totally radio silent for so long only to let everything spill with a novelization.
Well, I mean, they could do that. It's their prerogative. I just think it would be really stupid.
They could, but they won't.
Yeah.
So, if they do, I'll cry.
Yeah, if they do and they send out arcs, I'm not reading it. Well, I probably will, but
I will leave the internet.
Hopefully they won't put it out until January. That way, if they do send out arcs, I won't feel obligated to read it. And I know the people who get arcs, and if they spoil anything, I will cut them.
Although, you know what would be brilliant is if they do send arcs out, but it's for a book that deliberately obfuscates and lies about The Force Awakens.
They won't.
They just hire a ghostwriter to write a fake book to send out as advanced copies.
Send out fanfic. Send out Heir to the Empire.
The Amazing Adventures of BB-8.
Just send out Heir to the Empire.
Yeah, there we go. That works.
Also, according to Jedi Bibliothèque, they uncovered the author for Shattered Empire, the comic lead up to The Force Awakens. Apparently, the author will be Greg Rucka. And this is when I say, hey! People involved in making Star Wars, don't put things in catalogs before you officially announce it, because you're stupid. Because now this is the second time that Jedi Bibliothèque has uncovered authors of things. The first was Chuck Wendig, which was in the Random House catalog, and now this was in one of the comics catalogs.
At least Chuck Wendig being outed early led to so much amusement on Twitter.
Yeah. So, apparently that will be the case. So, maybe we'll get an announcement next week at Celebration.
So, Bria, show quick thoughts on Greg Rucka and Star Wars.
Yes.
Hey, that was a pretty ringing endorsement.
And he's already writing one of the YA novels. I believe it's
the Han Solo novel.
Yeah, the Han novel, Moving Target.
That is the one thing that makes me hesitant to buy this for sure. Mostly because that's a lot of work due at the same time.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that the books are done already, so.
Yeah, most of the books are supposed to be complete or in editing right now.
I know Jason Fry told me he's already done with the Luke book. Because when I wrote, you're writing the Luke book, he said, yes, or rather, I already wrote it. So.
But yeah, assuming that either the Han Solo book is done or it's mostly done. I'm really excited about this because Greg Rucka has a lot of experience writing really good comics.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at it.
I'll even read it, guys.
Greg Rucka, great at comics. so be excited about that.
Also, we mentioned Chuck Wendig before. If you're not following him on Twitter, what's wrong with you?
You are wrong if you are not following Chuck Wendig on Twitter.
Also, let me just say that people who are involved in making Star Wars, either books, films, whatever, they're allowed to have opinions about Star Wars that are negative. So quit giving Chuck Wendig crap because he says things on the internet about the prequels, which he even today was saying that he liked them. But he went into a little critique about it, which was pretty good. So people were like, he shouldn't be doing that because he's writing Star Wars. And I was like, no.
I'll always remember how at Dragon Con, the late and wonderful Aaron Alston said that Padme in Revenge of the Sith was a hot mess of characterization.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sad.
We should talk
on to happier news.
We should talk
on
about Celebration.
Happier news.
I am not a committee.
It's Cammy's concerns. More Celebration this week. We want to just give you guys an overview of the schedule now that we have finally a more complete picture of what it looks like, where we'll be, what we'll be up to, where you can find us, and things like that. But we want to start with Amy Ratcliffe's article on StarWars.com.
Yes. So if you are a noob to Celebration in general or
conventions in general
or Anaheim in general, Amy Ratcliffe wrote an article for StarWars.com in her fully operational fandom series, all about Celebration. So, it's all different things about Anaheim and the convention center and, you know, what you need to see and do. And it's really, really good. Lots of good tips. So go ahead and read that. You have a link in the show notes. Also, if you want to prep yourself and get ready, which why would you not? There's a floor plan now on the Star Wars Celebration website. So you
familiarize with it, learn it.
Yes. So
love it,
you can see where all of the different rooms are, the panel rooms, what will be in the different exhibit halls. Halls A, B, and C will be used for the exhibit hall and the autograph hall and the store and also Q for the celebration stage and all of the booths. And Hall D will be the Q hall, so if you get there early before the convention opens, you will be able to wait inside, which is lovely. And you can see where all the ballrooms are. The arena is on the third floor. The arena is the celebration stage, which is the main stage that is on the first floor. And the digital stage is on the third floor. Lots of other rooms, so get familiar. Also, it's good to see where panels are located, so you know where you'll need to line up. If you need to run across the convention center really quickly to get to another panel, it's always good to know that. And speaking of getting into panels,
let's all just calm the frack down.
No, we can't do that.
So, they also finally released information about the JJKK panel, as I've taken to calling it, which is basically you're going to have to get in line super early if you want to get into the celebration stage for that panel. They will be opening up the Hall E, which apparently is right underneath Hall D, to be the queue for that panel. And it will open up at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The panel is 10 a.m. on Thursday. So if you want to wait 16 hours, that's when you can get in line. They will be giving out wristbands 6 a.m. Thursday morning, starting at 6 a.m. Thursday morning. And basically, they'll be color-coded. So however many they have for the celebration stage, that's what they'll give out. When they run out, they start giving out the digital stage. When they run out of that, they start giving out the behind-the-scenes stage, and so on and so forth. Yeah, my dogs are interested in this panel. So this I've seen a lot of talk and concern on Twitter about, you know, well, are we going to be able to see the panel if we don't get in line at 6 p.m. on Wednesday? You're probably going to be able to get into the one of the simulcasts if you, you know, just get there Thursday morning. If you don't care where you sit, you can get there late and you should be able to get in fine. I imagine most people are probably going to be getting there earlier anyway, just because it's the first day of the con and people will be excited. Some people will be jet lagged. But if you get there like 7, 8 o'clock Thursday morning, I'm pretty sure you won't have any problem at least seeing it. If you want to be in the main room,
get there at 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Well, you might be able to get in later than that, but I would at least monitor Twitter, go check the line. I've done the overnight thing and I'm not going to do it. But I will say that you people who are going to wait overnight, you're camping out inside. Screw you. I camped out in the freezing cold rain in Indianapolis. Yeah, I'm bitter.
Just a little.
We can tell. I can't figure out where the escalators are in this place, and it's driving me insane.
I don't know. I keep looking at the floor plan, and I'm going to need to just look around after I pick up my badge Wednesday night.
Can't figure out how you get from 1 to 2.
The repulsor lift.
Okay, but I need to know so I can figure out how fast I can run from the Marvel, from the Rebels thing to the Marvel panel, which I'm going to miss half of. I regret everything.
I'm thinking, like, where... I don't know. Well, you can kind of see, because if you look at the, like, the first level, you can see, like, the wavy part in the front. You can kind of match that up with the wavy part on floor 2.
Ooh.
See where the escalators are.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Here. Oh, I'm so screwed.
Are those...
Oh,
well,
no.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
The Rebels. The press conference.
That's right across the hall, Bria.
No, it's not.
The press conference room.
Hold on.
It's right across from the behind the scenes stage.
Yeah, but it's they specify it's in the arena.
The panel's in the arena. The press conference is in the press room.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
How are they? Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going where they tell me to go.
It looks like the escalators are at the front of the building.
Oh, God damn it.
Which is the, when you're looking at the chart, it looks like it's the bottom.
Yeah. That's why I said damn it. Because I got to
run back and forth a bunch.
I will figure out the map later. I'm sorry.
I don't know how they could have the press thing in the arena because that...
It's backstage.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying there's a panel going on then.
That's yeah, weird. I don't really know what... I'll ask them when I check in.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's see. The Clone Wars is having an unaired arc that's going to be premiering.
Yes. This is one of those... You know, not really completed story reels like the Utapau arc they released online. So Clone Wars fans, if you want to see that, you'll get it. It's about how Rex and the rest of the clones rescued Echo. So yeah, that should be cool.
And another one we're looking forward to, Rebel Women Who Fought the Clone Wars panel there.
Yeah, that's all the female animators who've worked on the different shows, which will be really cool. I'm probably going to go see that one. And not panels, but Delray posted all of their different swag they're going to be giving out at their booth when the authors will be signing. The authors are going to be doing workshops and stuff, so definitely check that out. You'll also be able to find authors at the DK booth. I am looking forward to getting lots of the Delray swag. I don't know about you guys.
I'm looking forward to meeting John Jackson Miller in person, finally, after we've interviewed him twice.
Yes, we haven't met him in person. That's true. I feel like I have.
I feel like we have.
I saw him. Was he at the last celebration? I think he was.
Yes. He was at the Marvel panel at the last celebration, I think.
Okay.
Huh. I just got a great idea, Nancy.
What?
He's doing a signing on Friday at 11.
Uh-huh.
11 to 12.
Uh-huh.
We should go over in the like the trash costumes we have.
Yes. You're like, hey, what's up?
Oh, boy, we're so getting kicked out of the fandom for these costumes.
No, we're not. Our costumes are amazing.
Don't you forget.
Also, Bria, I have a present for you.
Oh, is it what I think it is?
Yep.
Yes.
And Brandon and Nick. And yes. Show, I have one for you, too.
Yes.
Even though you don't have a costume, but you're part of Fashy Station, so.
You get one anyway.
And we have to wear them during the podcast.
Okay. Okay.
I am all right with this.
Well, I'll be Mulan, so I already am a legend.
Yes.
That's great.
So yeah, look, check that out. Oh, they have like pins of the with the different book covers. A really cool poster with Dark Disciple and the timeline on the back of it of all the books. And also a sampler. So, and also, Saturday, April 18th will be Aaron Alston Tribute Day. So wear in a lurid, awful Aloha shirt.
Wear something that offends both the wearer and the viewer.
I suggest lavender pants.
Yes. Lavender pants if you got them.
Oh man, I should wear reuse my gold pants that day.
Yes, you should.
And also, I think a suitable attire for this would be an X-Wing cardigan. Just saying.
Boy, I wonder if we could get one of those. Yes.
Nice segue, Nancy.
And they'll also be giving away copies of Mercy Kill on Saturday. So if you haven't read Mercy Kill, what the hell is wrong with you? Go get a copy.
Maybe they just like their emotions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't think Marvel has a booth, but Delray is going to be giving out stuff on behalf of Marvel, including Star Wars, Darth Vader, and Princess Leia pins, previews of different comics, and mini posters. So,
I am pro pins and comics.
I'm excited for all of the posters because I need to replace the one in my cube, which is the Essential Readers Companion one from the last celebration. But yeah, speaking of X-Wing cardigans, you can get one at the Her Universe booth, also heruniverse.com, because Ashley Eckstein is a wonderful human being who wants us to be happy.
A plus.
So Her Universe put up all of their celebration items coming out. They'll also be available online and at Star Wars weekends. But there's a lightsaber skirt, a lightsaber shirt that glows in the dark. It also comes in little girl sizes.
I'm so excited for that shirt.
Yes. Two pinup style dresses, one Cloud City and one Hoth themed. A black, it's called Heart Bad Guy dress. It's a black dress. With a red collar, and it's got like hearts with the bad guys on it, and it's very similar to the vintage sheet dress if you have that. And another little girl dress with hearts on it that's cute. Ewok purse, an AT-AT shirt. Also the
Imperial officer cardigan.
Yes, the Imperial officer cardigan to go along with the X-Wing cardigan, which are amazing, and I will be buying. the Sabine tunic for little girls, which is adorable. And I believe that they'll also be having this in adult sizes soon.
Yes.
And there'll also be cupcakes.
Yay!
Every day. 150 people. by Cupcake. And if you don't have an Ahsoka Tano t-shirt and you would like one for the Ahsoka Lives Day photo, which is on Friday at 3 p.m., you can purchase one at this at the booth. Yay!
And there are some Celebration Store exclusives that you may want to get your hands on.
Yes.
So many.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem how much money I want to spend.
That one and that one and that one and that one.
But yeah, so they put up three posts so far, which the first one is apparel, which is all of the t-shirts. And Brian and I will be buying the Han and Leia t-shirt because I didn't get to buy one at the last two celebrations, and I'm finally able to buy one.
Aww.
We're going to wear it during a podcast. Which is funny because my shirt says I'm not a committee, and that's what our soundboard says.
I am not
Aww.
A committee!
Good job, Brian. He played it.
Oh. Can't hear your damn soundboard!
I know. But there's a lot of cool shirts. I want to get the Stormtrooper one. The last poor Stormtrooper.
I need to get myself that Hera shirt.
Yes, there's a Hera shirt,
there
everyone!
There is a Hera shirt.
The only one you can get from an official place.
Mm-hmm. And the Han shirt and the TIE Fighter targeting computer shirt.
Yes.
I really like that shirt.
Yes. There's a Gonk shirt, you guys.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. Yeah. And there are also lots of other goodies from the store. There is a space slug Jack in the Box.
It's basically the best thing.
Yeah. I might have to buy it depending on how much it is. But it's pretty awesome. Also some soccer patches. I think Brian might have to get
Yeah, I'm
going
to need to go get the Rebel Alliance SC patch.
To match the scarf you have.
Mm-hmm.
The Galactic Empire one's really well designed, though.
Yeah.
I want both. It's so cool. I want both, too.
Okay, if they ever make soccer kits, though. I will buy them.
I know. You will. I think they had them, but I didn't buy it.
Aww.
And by the time I was going to buy it, they didn't have your size anymore.
Aww.
There's also a Rancor bottle opener.
I am definitely buying.
A sock Wookiee.
Oh my God.
Death Star soccer ball. And a pint glass set.
I love that pint glass set.
Also, I'm so tempted by the pint glass set.
I think we're going to buy it. Depending on how it's packaged.
Yeah.
If it's in a box, we can probably wrap it up and close and it'll be fine.
I'm going to need to make sure I take a very large suitcase with and just like stuff it full of paper or something.
Yeah.
To throw out when I get there so that I have so much extra room for all the stuff I'm going to buy.
We have giveaways and stuff in our bag, so I have to keep me writing myself that we're going to have
We're getting
room.
Rid of a lot of the stuff that's in our bag.
Yeah. Also a Jabba the Hutt mug and travel mug, which is the coffee place at Industrial Light and Magic, I think.
Yep, and that's Jabba the Hutt, not Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Yes.
Very important.
And there's a huge difference, and that difference is one letter.
Yes. Think Geek also has they all have a booth there, and they have some exclusives. And if you haven't picked up a bag and you want one, you might want to hold out because they'll have their Con bag of holding, which you can get an exclusive patch if you buy it there.
I think I'm going to get that.
Well, I'm going to have to.
I'm tempted to.
Yeah. I know we had Dunk on last week and she was talking about getting it. And I was like, oh, it's probably too late to buy it. And then I saw that they were going to have it at the store. And I said, sweet.
I just need to see if it's big enough to hold my Surface, the pack of microphones, and the field recorder.
It should be enough for the Surface because there's that pocket in the front that has an iPad in it, so
they've got the dimensions up online.
Yeah, it holds like a MacBook Air, so it'll definitely hold the Surface. It probably holds the microphones too. We'll see.
Yes, if you're looking for me, I'm the moron hauling four microphones around.
I mean, I will have a bag too. I can carry some of them.
Maybe. So any other pertinent items on our schedules?
Oh, God.
This is when I go look through my spreadsheet.
Your nice color-coded spreadsheet.
Yes. This is where I look at Saturday and I cry.
I feel bad that I picked all the panels for us, but never complain about my choices, so I just go ahead and do it.
You pick everything I would have picked.
I do this at Dragon Con, too. I just pick everything, and Brian just goes along with what I say. One day I'm going to put on, some sort of, video game panel just to see if you catch it. But, so the first day, I think pretty much we're all going to see the JJ and KK panel. Because what else are we going there for?
And, depending on what time we all roll around to the convention center, we could record while we're sitting in the queue hall.
Yeah.
Someone may have to be convincing me to breathe at that point, but yes, I'm all for that. Sorry, I should clarify. I'm going to be wearing 80 pounds of fabric and armor at the time. So thanks, Star Wars, for changing your schedule around at the last minute.
I'm sorry. Can the adrenaline for a new Star Wars trailer get you through the morning?
Maybe.
I'm going to be spending the rest of my morning buying shit.
Yes.
Buying shit, registering for the bounty hunt, possibly. And then probably going back to the hotel room to drop all the shit off that I've bought. So I can run around and do the bounty hunt without carrying my stuff around.
Without being encumbered.
Yes.
Ooh, Nancy, I just had a thought.
Bria, yes.
Can we figure out when we get there which one of our hotel rooms is closer?
I think it's yours.
All. It is? Okay.
Think so.
Because I'm just trying to, sorry, this is awesome. How Tashi Station rolls, we plan on the podcast.
You're getting
because there's
a
no way I could wear Revan all day. So I'm trying to figure out the closest place I can go to take all of that off and not die for the rest of the day.
It depends on if there are multiple entrances.
God, I hope so.
And where you are. So if it's closer to Hall D, we have the closer hotel.
Okay.
Well, okay. I don't know because there's a walkway that goes from Catella. So I think we might be pretty much equidistant, but we'll see. We'll time how long it takes for us to walk there on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because we're going to pick up our badge.
Although, hey, if anyone listening to this podcast will have a table in which they'd be willing to let me store some armor behind and a very large cloak
for
Friday.
There is a media room we have access to.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I store stuff there, though?
Maybe.
I'll ask when we pick up our badges.
Yeah. So, planning on the fly. Woo! But I'll probably dump my stuff off at the room. Or the coat check. I just remembered they have a coat check. We'll see. And what else?
I'm here to pick up the Revan costume.
You think I'm kidding. Wait till you see how much fabric is involved.
And then I think mostly that day I'm just kind of, I want to just go around and do all the exhibit hall stuff and catch a podcast at the podcast stage and then go to our podcast mixer.
I'm going at 12:45 to the giant costume photo shoot that they're doing.
Woo!
Which is now as at the same time as the panel on Star Wars costumes.
That seems unfortunate.
They didn't plan that very well.
They did not. And they're doing it in the heat of the day. And I just, I'm sorry. I'm being whiny Luke.
That's okay.
But I was going into Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
I just wanted some water.
I'm also annoyed because they moved the John Jackson Miller writing workshop. It was going to coincide with Mark Hamill.
That was our fallback.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, good. Maybe I can do this now. But it's when we want to do the bounty hunt. And I really want to do the bounty hunt because I've never done it before. And I think it'll be fun to run around and do stuff.
Good luck.
Yeah. I don't think we'll win, but.
So yeah, anyone else have any highlights for Thursday?
Hold on. Let me look at my other schedule.
And while everyone's looking at their schedules, we do want to remind you Thursday at 6:30 after the convention wraps up at the Hilton Lounge is the Star Wars podcast listener meet and greet, where you can meet up with the hosts of your favorite podcasts. We will be there. I think Bria is going to be there. And yeah, come say hi to us there. We won't be recording because there will be potent potables involved. And what happens at the listener meet and greet stays at the listener meet and greet.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Okay. There's going to be a crap load of people there.
Yeah. Oh, I found the other panels. Okay. I can't go to this one either because it's also at 1 o'clock, but John Morton is hosting a Star Wars Trooping and Military Service Professionals panel. I would love to attend it, but obviously I've got a lot of different conflicts going on, but it's just how members of the 501st, Mandalorian Mercs, Rebel Legion, them and then people who've also served in the United States military have just sort of, they sort of just dealt with both and everything that goes with it. It sounds like a really interesting panel. There's that. There's a Mandalorian costuming panel that I really want to go to. And then the Star Wars comic art panel at 4.
Yep. And then there's Friday, which you should all go to the Star Wars journalism panel on the fan stage to troll Dunk and Brian Young and Amy Geek and Eric Eller, because that'll be fun.
Yes, especially troll Brian Young.
Especially troll Brian yes. Young.
We should make signs that just say, one of us has one that says troll, the other one says Brian, and the other one says Young.
I volunteer for this.
That's great. We love you, Brian. Yeah, so that's how we're going to be kicking off things on Friday.
Yep. And also, Jason Fry will be at the DK booth a bunch of times, and he'll be there Friday morning for like 4 hours, or no, 2 hours. So you can go poke him and get him to sign stuff and talk about Star Wars or baseball.
Baseball.
I'm going to be talking about baseball.
Yep. And also on Friday at 1:30 on the celebration stage is the goddess herself, Carrie Fisher.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
Go see Carrie try to do a family-friendly show.
Not going to happen.
Go watch Carrie apologize when she realizes there are children in the audience.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, and Friday is also Ahsoka Lives Day. So wear Ahsoka Tano related clothing, go by the fountain at 3 o'clock, and get a picture taken with cool people. I was gonna say fangirls, but fanboys will be there too.
I'll be there.
Right, Brian?
Yep. I got a shirt.
yeah, and we'll also be wearing our special costumes that morning.
They're super special. I'm getting kicked out of fandom out of costuming for this one.
I should get kicked out. I'm the one who came up with the idea.
This is true.
let's put it this way. We had an idea, and then a couple weeks ago, we looked at what we had created and realized, oh boy, if you look at this a certain way, it looks like a John Hughes film. Ah, crap.
The problem is it just spiraled out of control.
It really did.
Because it started one way, and all of a sudden it turned into a high school AU.
Yeah.
And then it turned a completely different way, and then sort of swerved back a little bit, and I'm an embarrassing human being. That's all I'm going to put out there.
I'm so glad to see this.
I have glitter eyeshadow.
I'm so excited to see this, you guys.
I have fingerless leather gloves.
And the reddest lipstick I've ever worn in my life.
My phone has a really good camera.
Oh, we have the DSLR. We'll need you to take pictures, show.
Yes.
By the way. Because Brian.
Oh, I will.
Because Brian can take pictures, but he needs to be in them.
Yes.
Also, Brian, I'm pretty sure my leather pants top your leather gloves.
Yeah, I have
gold lamé leggings.
Woohoo! Along with the shirt like I told you I got, I told you guys I have. Yeah. Or the lack of shirts.
I feel like I'm also going to be tweeting a lot of pictures of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got access to the blog account on Twitter, right?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Nice. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be putting a lot of spray clay in my hair.
Lord, help us all.
Faux hawk. It's going to be awesome. And we will act out our headcanon that Mirax and Wedge were totally friends with benefits
in
high school.
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Why?
Also,
they were!
Also, I need to recreate the freeze frame shot at the end of the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
No.
And because Mirax and Corrin would have hated each other in high school, we need to do some sort of bitchy picture with that. It's going to be fantastic. All you people listening to the podcast who don't know what we're talking about, we're sorry.
Come find us on Friday. You'll see what we're talking about.
It'll be so exciting.
Check the Twitter. It'll be fun.
I'll be the one from the wrong side of the tracks.
And then I'm going to go walk up to the Delray booth afterwards and be like, hey guys, up.
Yo.
Yes.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, and then speaking of Delray and canon and stuff, there's a panel about working within the Star Wars canon. Very serious panel. I will not be attending in my costume, because I'll be in my Ahsoka gear then, but...
I may be attending in my costume. We'll see when I get tired all over the pants.
Nice. Well, I think I'll keep my... I might keep my gold pants on. We'll see how they look with my Ahsoka Live shirt.
Fabulous is how.
Yeah, right. That night is the Revenge of the Sith in 3D premiere.
I am so excited for that.
Hosted by Ian McDiarmid.
Yes.
So if you'd like to hear Palpatine introduce a movie in which he's awesome, go do that.
You're here for Revenge of the Sith. Good. Good. Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to go see that. It's on my list. I have three different, I have A, B, and C choices on some days.
Oh my God.
I know you're very shocked about this.
Anyone else have other fun plans for Friday?
No,
I'm mostly going to be following you guys around being totally overwhelmed. Ah, so, first celebration and first big con. So,
next we gotta drag you to Dragon Con.
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord. At least you'll be prepared. I was not prepared.
Oh, by the way, Bria, it looks like we're going to Dragon Con.
I figured.
Yeah.
Good.
Saturday is Rebels Day.
Saturday, I cry and sob and die.
Saturday is Rebels Day and EU Day, apparently.
I don't understand why they didn't space these panels out more.
I don't either.
I mean, I get that Saturday is the big day, but couldn't we have put something else on Friday?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Can we move Marvel to Friday? Please.
That
please.
Would have been helpful.
Please.
Yeah. They have the Rebels cast panel on Saturday morning, which I will definitely be trying to get into, hopefully.
I will be there. Regardless, I will be tweeting the panel.
Yes. Then they have a whole bunch of EU-related panels that day, including the Marvel panel, the Star Wars at Delray panel, and the tribute to Aaron Alston, which are all right in a row. So I'm basically parked in the behind the scenes stage and only leaving because they clear the rooms. And also at that, also at 1 o'clock is the Smuggler's Bounty audio drama that Kyle Newman wrote, which I'm really bummed I'm not gonna be able to see it because I really liked the one at Celebration 6. But I have to go to the Marvel panel because apparently I read comics now.
Someone has to go and tweet at me while I'm sitting in the Rebels press conference.
We got you covered.
We got you back, Bria.
Yeah. No. Did I tell you how the schedule is turning out?
Crazy. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah. Okay. Rebels panel is 11 to 12. Press conference is 12:30 to 1:30. Marvel panel is 1 to 2. Del Rey is 2:30 to 3:30. And then I can, you know, sleep for a little bit. And then the Rebels premiere is 5 to 7.
That's crazy. Are you doing the red carpet or just the press conference thing?
I only applied for the press conference, but I have guaranteed seating for the panel and the premiere.
Okay. See, I didn't try to do the red carpet because I wanted to go to the Alston thing, but I didn't realize that doing the press conference would get you a seat, and I was like, damn it.
They didn't tell us. I had no idea. Like, even when I got my press conference confirmation, I had no idea until like the next day.
Yeah. But and the Rebel season premiere is at 5. If you're not doing the Rebel season premiere, you should not try to go see Mark Hamill that night because I don't want people to go so I can go. But it's a doubleheader with James Arnold Taylor and Mark Hamill. I don't know how James is going to talk because he's doing his show after a whole day of panels and then interviewing Mark Hamill. Although, as we've learned from Mark Hamill panels at other celebrations, it's pretty much he will talk until he's interrupted. And it's fabulous. Yeah.
Please let him do his villain voices. Please let him do his villain voices.
He did a soliloquy to the Joker at the last celebration, and it was amazing.
Got in trouble for it.
No.
Did he really?
He didn't get in trouble for it. He didn't get in trouble for that. At a celebration, he did the Batman soliloquy in the Joker voice. That was fine. He got in trouble for doing dialogue at Star Wars Weekends. I mean, he didn't really get in trouble, but he didn't do it the next day. But yeah,
he's Mark Hamill. How much trouble can he get in?
I know, right? He's freaking the Joker.
And now the trickster, again.
That was good.
Run, run, run.
I forgot to put that on Fixer's Flash, that I watched the Flash. And I had no idea what the hell was going on, but Mark Hamill was in it.
Yeah, when I finally watched that episode, because we watched it a few days late, it was just like, oh, that's the line everyone was talking about on Twitter.
Yeah,
okay.
That was as on the nose of a reference as you'll ever see.
But so fun.
Yes. You know, he was just chewing the scenery there. Finally. What else? So that's Saturday. Then we go home and go to sleep.
And Sunday starts at 10 for us, 10:30 for you.
Yeah.
With if you don't want to wait in a big old queue,
which you don't,
to go see a panel where you're going to talk about standalone films but not actually tell you anything,
which you definitely don't, because
that's
boring.
You really don't want that. You should come down to room 208A. Mm-hmm. And watch a live recording of Tosche Station Radio.
Are we going to be in that?
We are going to be in that.
Sweet!
We're going to be on the stage.
Oh!
Talking.
You're doing a podcast?
At an audience.
You should have told me this.
Come to the stage and get free shit.
That should be our slogan.
So, yes, we've got two things to kind of entice you to come. As we've said before, Tosche Station Radio is doing, they're doing a live recording there, and we want to hear your stories. We want to make you a part of this podcast episode. So I've got an extra microphone, a whole bunch of microphone cable. We're going to sucker one of our friends into playing a microphone stand. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you the chance to come up, tell your story of how you became a Star Wars fan, what kind of representation you'd like to see in Star Wars, things like that. You know, we're a diversity-focused podcast. We want to hear from you on the subject. But if that's not good enough, if the chance to be on our wonderful, wonderful show isn't good enough for you, we're giving away stuff.
Yes!
We're giving away lots of stuff.
Woo!
Lots of very cool stuff.
Books. Some of it you may not want.
Books.
You try and give me the Crystal Star, I will cut you both.
A chewed-on copy of the Crystal Star.
hypothetical question.
Yeah.
If we decide to skip out on the podcast to sit in the audience, can we then be eligible to win some of that? Dang.
No.
And we also, like we said before, we're going to be giving away a copy of Lords of the Sith, which is
a shiny hardcover copy. Yes. That just came in the mail today. Thank you, Random House and Delray.
Which is not available. Won't be
yes,
out
we're
yet,
giving
so.
This away before the street date.
And also, we have a Hera action figure.
I want it.
I want it too.
You can't have it.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you go to Disneyland and they still have it, you can buy it.
Well, that's the problem now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we've got some advanced copies. These are the really cool paperback copies of books that are given to the blogs ahead of book releases. We've got one for Kenobi. We've got one for Honor Among Thieves.
You have one for Kenobi, really?
Yes. We actually got one of those for Kenobi, which I couldn't quite believe. Yeah, and let's see. What else do we have in there? We've got a copy of Essential Atlas. Essential Guide to Warfare.
I can't remember everything else, but...
But we've got some cool stuff to give away.
Yep.
So, come to our recording, be part of the podcast, potentially win something cool. We'll be raffling stuff off throughout the recording.
Yep. I may be giving away a Fanboy Tears mug during the...
Ooh.
Possibly. I may give it away before then, but I may still have it then.
You may still have it then.
You too can savor delicious, delicious fanboy tears.
Ooh.
They sustain me.
They sustain other people at Lucasfilm, I'm told.
Yes. That was awesome. That was so awesome. Let's see. What else do we have? Any other items on our schedule we want to hit up real quick?
Well,
Princess Leia panel?
Yes. After our podcast at 12:30 is the What Princess Leia Means to Me panel on the fan stage, moderated by Jen Heddle. I will definitely be there, because...
Leia!
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Ooh, sweet, I just realized I'll be in a Leia shirt that day.
Perfect.
Woohoo! And also, the closing ceremonies is that day. I might end up going, because they'll probably announce the next celebration. But just like last time, we planned on going and we ended up just walking around the exhibit hall for the rest of the day because it's the last day and there's a lot of stuff to do. And deals. You can get deals on the last day because the vendors don't want to bring their stuff home. So you can probably...
I'm going to be searching for action figures because I've discovered a need for... action figures of
Nancy,
certain characters.
I think you need to tell the audience what we did last night.
I didn't do anything last night.
There was an Excel sheet.
I didn't do anything.
To document action figures that we own.
I didn't do that.
So you could pull it up on your phone while we're wandering the dealer room.
Yeah.
Just nerds. To make sure you don't accidentally duplicate something.
I did do that. I have a lot of Leias and a lot of Lukes.
There are 7 sheets to the spreadsheet.
No, damn. There's not 7. Are there?
There's 7.
Now I have to look and see. I have I think I only had like 80 action figures. It's not that much.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I had more, but I gave some away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, there's only 6 sheets.
Okay, I was one short. There's
huge
only
difference,
six.
Brian.
Well,
huge difference, Brian.
I have a sheet for The Phantom Menace, a sheet for Attack of the Clones, a sheet for Revenge of the Sith, a sheet for Jedi, which are prequel Jedi in general, because I don't remember what movies they came from. One for the original trilogy and one for the EU.
There are 9 Luke figures you've got. You have 9.
Well, I mean, so? are you surprised
by
this?
No.
I mean, and they're in alphabetical order.
Of course they are.
I need to find a Corrin. I don't have one. I need one.
If any of you guys happen to find any of the handmaidens,
I will instant buy it for you.
Attaboy.
I have Sabi from Phantom Menace.
Oh,
in her battle gear.
I love that costume so much.
And I apparently have a huge, previously unknown need for a Barriss Ophi action figure. I don't know where it came from. Yesterday, I was just suddenly like, I really need a Barriss Ophi action figure. Why do I not have one?
It's because you're friends with me. That's what happened. I rubbed off on you.
Okay, no, I have 9 Luke action figures.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And 6 Leia's.
That's really impressive.
And yeah, but I'm looking a lot for EU figures and yeah.
Okay, so that wraps up our schedule. Anything else we need to hit schedule wise?
Don't forget to give yourself time to go through the exhibit hall. I actually put it on my schedule because otherwise I'll just put panels after another.
If you don't go to the exhibit hall, you're missing out.
Yeah, because the exhibit hall isn't just booths. They have, I mean, you heard what the Delray booth is giving away. And then they've got like the show store, all the other booths. But then they've got like photo ops. The Belgian prop builders bring a whole bunch of awesome shit to Celebration, like the Falcon and a bunker and the medical bay, and you can get your pictures taken with all of them, and they're really, really cool. And also the droid builders have an area. Rancho Obi-Wan has an area. They've got the helmet exhibit, which is all painted by various people in Star Wars. And the droid builders have a room. So yeah, you need to go see all that stuff because it's really, really cool. And if you haven't been to Celebration before, you definitely want to get your pictures with all of that stuff.
Nancy, am I going to get so caught up in the exhibitor hall that I forget to go to any panels?
You could.
It's a distinct possibility, which is why we'll grab you and haul you places.
Set just reminders a little on your phone.
Yeah.
Just get me like a children's harness.
Like at Disney, we'll get you a monkey. They need one of those. They need a Star Wars one of those. Like a Salacious Crumb backpack with a leash for little kids.
Oh my god. Or a Yoda. Do a
Yoda
backpack.
They have a Yoda backpack. You need to do that.
Okay, let's see. I do want to mention that I'm going to be running around Celebration with a field recorder and microphone. So you may have a chance. If you track us down while we're in line, we could just feature you on the recording we're doing. My goal is to have some audio from every day uploaded every night. So you could find yourself on Tosche Station Radio on location.
Woohoo!
If you see me.
Also, we've got wristbands.
We do have wristbands we're giving away.
And I've got a lot of dog pictures and videos on my phone. Some that I haven't tweeted. So you can.
If you want to see pictures of Mara and Jay, just come find us.
Who doesn't want to see pictures of Mara and Jade?
Right?
Awful people?
People who don't like joy.
People who don't like dogs trying to rip each other's throats off as they're doing right now. They really love each other.
They do. They really do love each other. But yeah, if you aren't going to Celebration, keep an eye on your iTunes feeds and your Stitcher feeds and Twitter every night because I'm going to be uploading audio from the convention as I get it. So we can keep you in the loop that way. If you track me down in a long line or a queue, I may be recording and you can pop in and say hi. We'll ask you some questions. You can be on the show.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I should probably mention that I will, if I can figure it out, have a field recorder with me too. So if you find me, I may just throw an SD card at Brian at the end of the night.
Yep. I've got my Surface with me. I'll just be pumping audio into it all day.
Yeah. And what's the other thing? Oh, I'm actually covering Tosche Station covering Celebration as press for White Hot Room. So if you go on Twitter and you follow our White Hot Room, that'll be my tweeting for the event for the most part, in addition to the Tosche Station tweeting.
Yes. So yeah, do go follow that account. Let's see. Anything else we need to hit up before wrapping up? Because we've gone significantly longer than I thought we were going to go today.
I know. I was just going to comment on that. Silly Brian.
I know. I'll say it's almost 6. When did that happen?
It's almost 10 yeah. over here.
Bueller.
I think we're good. I've got Daredevil to watch. Oh,
if you don't, if you follow Parks and Cons is the Twitter account. They've also got a website. They've been posting a lot of hint tips for the Celebration and Anaheim Convention Center, and they have a visual guide up on YouTube, so you can see what the convention center looks like. You can see what that fountain looks like. I'm imagining that's where all the cosplay pictures will be. but yeah, that'll be cool.
Yep. And again, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the Hilton Lounge is the podcast meetup. That's one of your chances to meet up with us. We'll be there saying hi to listeners and just having a good time. Wednesday before Celebration starts up, we're just going to be wandering around downtown Disney. So you might find us there if you're wandering around and not standing in line for J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still not sure if I'm going to be wandering around or sleeping.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet either.
I'm trying to stay up as long as I can the first night so I can get myself onto West Coast time as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Well, we were to sleep on the plane, too, so that'll help.
Yeah.
I can't sleep on planes. That's the problem. I have a red eye.
I used to not be able to, and then I learned that drinking a glass of wine does marvels. See, I used to be able to.
Scotch whiskey for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up there. Hey, show, where can we find you online?
I am on Twitter at Riorin, which is spelled R-Y-O-R-I-N, or I'm on Tumblr at Shuriorin, which is S-H-U-R-Y-O-R-I-N.
Awesome. And Bria?
You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at ChaosBria, and you can also find me at WhiteHotRoom.com, and the Twitter account for that is @WhiteHotRoom.
And again, stay in tune with us, what we're doing at Celebration. Best way to do that is going to be following the Tashi Station show account. That's Tashi_Station. Follow us on Twitter. That's going to be the best way to keep tabs on what we're up to at Celebration. So let's wrap up there. This episode of Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. On Twitter, you can find us with the handles Tashi_Station. You can find Nancy with Nancy Pants. That's Nancy with an I. You can find me with Elaine Winry, L-A-N-E-W-I-N-R-E-E. On Facebook, we are the Tashi Station Network. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes. If you like what you hear, please do leave a review. It helps us grow the show. Our columns and news can be found at Tashi-Station.net. And thanks for listening to another episode. We'll catch you next week at Celebration.
Woo! Woo!
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.